Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Bethany Clock from the SPCA serving Erie County is with us in studio this morning with our news hound, Wally. Can I just say that Wally is the best name for a dog?
Isn't it so great?
Yes.
It's just a friendly name.
It is.
So Wally came to us about 3 weeks ago, and it's impossible to me that he has not been adopted yet because he is the friendliest, happiest dog I've seen in quite some time. So Wally came from Cold Springs Dog Control, and he was scarred up all over his body.
Ah.
Yeah. So evidently, Wally had a tough time of life before coming to us. And I should say he's only 6 years old. We fixed him up. So we neutered him. We took care of some skin stuff that was going on. And he has gone on so many doggy entourages. Now, we've talked about doggy entourages. This is when you can come and take a dog out for an hour, for the day, whatever you want to do. And he recently, on, I believe, Tuesday, went out on a doggy entourage with the Cheektowaga Police Department.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So he got recognized around town, probably.
He sure did. And that is on our Facebook page. So you'll just have to scroll back to Wednesday. Check it out. This is just a really great dog. We don't know if he's ever lived with kids, but we don't think there'll be any problem with kids because he's so happy about meeting everyone he encounters.
Well, hey, that's great. I mean, looks like a nice dog. I mean, happy, walking around.
Yep.
Got a little bit of heft to him, which I think some people like.
Yeah, yeah. He's 63 pounds. He's a brown pit bull. Just a great guy, great character.
You know, he's so happy because he's happy he's free of that prior life, right?
Yeah, I think so. He's probably very grateful that wherever he was, he's no longer there.
Is he kind of like a plug-in dog, would you
say? Absolutely. Oh, we don't know how he is with cats. I should say that. If you have a dog, we'd like you to do a meet and greet. But other than that, I think he would be a plug-in dog. Just a great, great pup.
All right. Well, let's find a home for Wally. It's not the only thing you're up to, though. This has to be one of the most popular things the SPCA does, the low-cost vaccine clinics.
Yeah, and we're so excited because we are partnering with the fairgrounds in Hamburg. So it's happening next week, April 24th, from 10 to 3. We're having a drive-through low-cost canine vaccine clinic.
That's even better.
Yeah.
When you don't have to get out of the car and stand there with the leash and all that.
Right. So you'll drive up to us. We will vaccinate your dog. You'll get your little cards. And you're on your way. Very easy, very efficient.
All right, when it's, you know, low-cost canine vaccine clinic, what's the vaccine that you're giving?
Well, we've got DHPP, rabies. We're giving out dewormer, flea and tick treatment, lepto vaccine. We'll even microchip your dog. And you can either do, like, the whole package that I just read off, or you can do what we call a la bark pricing. So let's say your dog only needs the rabies vaccine. It's $10. So it's very cheap.
And
oh my gosh.
You can't beat it, really. And let's keep your dogs in your homes nice and happy and healthy.
Do you have to sign up for this prior to? You can just show up?
Nope, you can just show up. There is information if you have questions about anything with Amy, who's our Director of Outreach and Safety Net Services. Her phone number is all over our website, so check it out if you have any questions whatsoever, and she'll be happy to talk with you.
I mean, it's the kind of thing that dog owners should be looking for because...
Yeah.
I know, and especially with the way that, you know, my dogs are or can be inside the vet's office when somebody else is coming in. I mean, to drive up, they're in the car, they're not really moving, there's nowhere to run.
They're with you.
They're with you. I mean, all that stuff, it can make it not just easy, but, I mean, you're saving, 90% cases?
Yeah, you're saving a lot.
Right, because you go to the vet, you have to pay for the office visit and the vaccines, right? So there you go.
It's definitely more than $10. So, you know, I'm sure this will be a huge success. Let's get the word out. Drive-through vaccine clinic.
And less stressful. Yeah. Let's face it, right there.
For everyone, right?
Yeah, completely. All right, so that's next Wednesday from 10 to 3 at the fairgrounds in Hamburg. And just show up with your pet.
And your car.
Okay. But it is dogs only.
Yes, it is only dogs, yeah.
Okay. You know, no drive-through with the little dog in the bicycle basket?
Oh, I don't think Toto's invited.
Yeah. Are you a Swiftie?
No, not really.
No?
I think I'm too old to be a Swiftie. I'm out of that that generation, right?
But you get it, right? You understand the
I get it. And you
mania.
Know what makes me respect her is when she gave that $100,000 to the truckers with her tour. Then I thought, she's a good person. I appreciate
that. I agree.
That.
That did something for me, too.
Yeah. Yeah,
I like that.
That's like, what, two tickets?
Yeah, seriously.
I think
way up at the top of the venue.
That's something like that. Yeah. No, I mean, it's a big deal, I guess. I think it's half fake.
Really?
I'm looking up at the TV and I'm seeing like groups of people recording themselves going crazy, listening to the. Who's ever had that reaction listening to a CD?
Well, what about in the 80s with Michael Jackson? He was a big deal, right?
Yes, he was.
Do you remember like getting together, record, you know, putting the little tape in the big VHS recorder?
Well, and no, everybody wanted a moon dance, right? When he was.
Yeah, moonwalk.
Or, yeah. Sorry.
That's okay.
Van Morrison. I want a moon dance.
Exactly. I do remember that Thriller. I think my dad brought me to Record Theater and I got the record.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. But
well,
then after that.
But yeah, you're right. And then that disappeared, that whole record rush.
Yeah.
But it is back. I do love that.
Back. Yeah. They're making a run on it. Well, make the run on the SPCA for Wally and everybody else who you can meet by going to the SPCA. If you want to see Wally before you make your way out there, at your SPCA, at WBEN on Twitter, yoursPCA.org for Wally and more.
And you open at 11 this morning.
Yes,
right?
We do.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Hope Wally gets a home this weekend.
I'll let you guys know.
Thanks, Bethany. Bethany Clock from the SPCA serving Erie County.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.